In the beginning, there was darkness. Then, out of the void, came fire. Smoke. Rodo. Fantasy excellence begins here.
This is your time.
The Rodo Experts in the Morning starts now.
This is the Rodo Experts in the Morning. Alongside the fantasy executive, Corey Parson, the king, Scott Angle.
Put your leg down, Scott.
And Wall Street Matt Modica, I am Greg Sussman, getting you ready for a very exciting week two of the fantasy football season. Corey Parson, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing well, feeling pretty good, you know what I'm saying? Watched a terrible football game last night, but I was able to shake that off and get in here this morning. Joe Mixon owners, be patient. We got it at some point, you feel what I'm saying? It will happen, but that display last night by the Cincinnati Bengals was horrific. That almost made me not want to watch football this weekend.
Scott Angle, he's the king. What's going on?
Well, getting ready here for week two. Go to rotoexperts.com. Check out our exclusive Edge in-season fantasy football package along with inside injuries and into free radio. Check out for a special discount. We got a lot of good stuff. Start him and sit him from Brandon Murchison. Florio's findings. You know, all kinds of good stuff.
Is it a brand new title?
What's that?
For Florio's column? Florio's findings?
No, that was from last year.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know that
Florio's
was from
findings. Yeah. Well, like he ain't find nothing. He need to find his damn fishbowl and clean his water. That's what he need to find.
I found something.
Matt Modica, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Excited to break down this NFL slate.
Yeah, I'm very, very excited. We got 15 games, of course, on the schedule because every team is playing. There are no bye weeks this week. There are no bye weeks that we're going to have to deal with this week. Every team's back in action, of course. The Bucs and the Dolphins, they are going to play their first game of the year. Very, very exciting to see Mike Evans, Chris Rogers, and co. back on the field for the Bucs. Of course, Jay Cutler's debut in Miami.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to that Denver-Dallas game. How does Dak Prescott respond against that secondary?
Well, you think very well because you have Dak Prescott, Dez Bryant, and Ezekiel Elliott in your lineup rankings right at rotoexperts.com. Yep. You have them ranked very highly.
Well, not very highly. I just have Prescott higher than everybody else, but 14. But it's
and Dez very higher than everyone else.
Oh, that
and
I do. That I do. You don't sit Dez, but you know, let's see how Dak responds. It's a big test for him.
Yeah, it's a major spot, of course, for the entire Cowboys team. You're high on him. We'll see if the rest of the table is high on him here in this.
I don't believe this is like this huge game for Dallas.
I don't think so either. But
here we go.
It's not.
Here we go.
I agree.
It's an AFC opponent.
Didn't make the playoffs last year.
It's an AFC team that didn't make the playoffs last year.
Here we go. This is a huge spot. The sensitivity starts. Here we go.
It's the truth. It's an AFC team that didn't.
It's a pretty big matchup.
Here comes the sensitivity.
This man right here. Good defense. It's a good matchup.
No, I mean, America's game of the week. I get it and all of that, obviously, with the Dallas Cowboys. But this big, huge, humongous game is like, it's an AFC opponent that didn't make the playoffs last year. So it'll be other AFC teams.
It'll be
other AFC teams like Kansas City and Oakland that they played later on in the year.
Somebody's criticizing the Cowboys. Oh, boy.
What's the over-under on Dolphin fans?
You have to excuse him.
Jay Cutler, is it like 4.5 weeks?
Five.
Under. Oh, give me the under that.
No, something's wrong with this man right here. This man right here is
somebody
sick.
Somebody's not talking up the Cowboys.
It's going to take a break. We return here on the Rodo Experts in the Morning. Coming up next. Ezekiel Elliott. Carl Anthony Towns. Corey Seager. Those are the rookies of the year. Much like the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. The fastest growing fantasy sports network on radio is completely free, 24/7. Listen to us live at fntsy.com/radio or download the app right now in the Google Play Store or on iTunes. Schedule. I want to begin in Baltimore. The Ravens look to go to 2-0 against the Cleveland Browns, Corey Parson.
Yeah.
What are you looking for in this game?
I'm looking to see what this running back situation is going to look like in Baltimore now that we have Danny Woodhead out the mix. I want to see which one of these backs is able to get the target on the Cleveland side of the ball. I need to see the Crow get rolling. And also, can we continue to see this connection with Deshaun Kaiser and Corey Coleman. Now, this is a big spot for Kaiser because this is a team, this is a situation he's going to be going into for years to come. If he's the Cleveland Browns quarterback, hostile environment, traditionally good defense, he gets his first shot out there, so it's going to be interesting to see how he responds.
Yeah. What about you, Corey?
I'm interested. And maybe this is the game when Duke Johnson catches the 7 passes. Or maybe he'll be 2 for 20 again. Stiff.
Again, it wasn't my fault. Scotty.
Very interesting to see we'll see the connection between Jeremy Maclin and Joe Flacco. The reason why they acquired Jeremy Maclin is Joe Flacco loves to do his work between the hash marks over the middle of the field, and Maclin in the slot is going to be his top guy. I think it's a pretty good matchup for Maclin this week in the slot against Cleveland. So in DFS, too, if you're playing at RotoExperts.com/DKMS, I think Jeremy Maclin is a nifty play this week.
Yeah, I think. Please go ahead.
Would y'all start him over Deshaun Jackson?
Yes.
I really want to play Jackson.
Something tells me this might be
a Maclin game. I mean, it's kind of, if you look back, like last season with Flacco, he only threw multiple touchdown passes in 3 games. Mm. 2 of them were against the Browns.
He throws over the middle.
Because if the defense does what it did last week.
He throws over the middle, and over the middle, I think last year, like, Maclin had the highest catch ratio in the NFL. But if you got a hunch on Deshaun, you could always go with your hunch. But, you know, the matchups and the volume would probably dictate Maclin more.
I don't know.
Here's the reason I'd say go Jackson. This is, like, the lowest game total on the slate.
Yeah.
So. And Deshaun Jackson, as we mentioned yesterday, has a flair for the dramatic.
Yeah, exactly. Deshaun, you get a weapon like Deshaun, you want to see that in action yourself in the game. You feel what I'm saying?
But the thing is, Macklin's got a better matchup. That's outside that busted thing against Austin Hooper, that secondary actually handled Atlanta pretty well.
But Jeremy Maclin did score on a busted play. He was wide open. It was a busted play.
I would go to Deshaun Jackson for the same reason you wanted to go with Deshaun Jackson last week before the game was canceled.
Yeah.
That first game for Deshaun Jackson.
Yeah, you know, you kind of just feel like Deshaun might take a kick back. Well, he's not going to return kicks, but Deshaun likes to show off. You feel what I'm saying? And you got a weapon like that on the field, I think they're going to look to get him involved early and often. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Well, I respect everybody's opinion.
It's close. I'll go Maclin.
Yeah. Let's move on. Want to make a prediction in that game?
I'm going to say Baltimore 24-16.
I'll take Baltimore to win. Matt?
I'm going to take Baltimore to win. The question is, will they cover?
I'm going with Cleveland.
You're going with Cleveland? Cleveland upsets Baltimore.
Okay. He was right last week, Cleveland.
I think Deshaun Kaiser is going to have a really tough
time
against that front seven.
People
questioned
that on
line of
block, but Corey was dead on.
All right, here we go. Continuing on, we have the Buffalo Bills going to Carolina to face off against the Panthers. Much different test, Matt Modica, when it comes to the Bills this week. You said everything broke right for them last week, the right matchup, the right everything. Now they face a tougher test against the Panthers.
Yeah, going into Carolina is not an ideal situation. I look to Carolina to bounce back this season, have a much better year. It's still a very good defense there. And, you know, what are the Bills' offensive weapons outside of LeSean McCoy? I mean, he is the bell cow, all that, and that's great. But, I mean, Zay Jones, did he have one catch versus the Jets?
Yep.
I mean, Jordan Matthews, he was hurt. He's still not integrated into the system. And Charles Clay has whatever. He scored touchdowns in like 5 or 6 of the last games. That's good and all, but I don't know. I got a bad feeling about this one.
I do too. I think the Panthers might roll their ass up.
Jonathan Stewart and is smoke a guy em. That I think you put in your lineup this week. Yeah.
They go over Carolina, going to roll him up and smoke him.
Yeah, Jonathan Stewart, McCaffrey against this run defense is really not improved. I think overall, you'll see that this week. The corners against the wide receivers, Kelvin Benjamin could have a good game this week. You know, that's a tough front seven that they're facing in Buffalo.
Yeah, I think CMC get a chance to go crazy a little bit this week too. I think he has a big game this week. I think we see his not breakout, but kind of his introduction to the NFL and see what he could do, taking advantage of the Buffalo Bills this week.
Yeah, and to continue on with CMC, I know there was a report that Ron Rivera said we're going to try to monitor some of his carries. If there's an a nervous owner, I'd go out and get him. If anything, I'm worried about Jonathan Stewart breaking down at some point. Yeah. He seems to do that every year.
You know, and I said it yesterday, McCaffrey doesn't have to have a complete full workload to make a difference.
No, he doesn't. And I don't think that workload is going away, by the way. I mean, I think it'll be fine. I don't really believe it. Like I said, I'm starting Charles Clay this week. I think you trust him.
I would. While he's healthy, I think he's worth it.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I think so, too. Hey, Indianapolis at his home against Arizona.
Cutler's last stand.
We don't even know who the starting quarterback is for Indianapolis. You know.
Probably be Jacoby Brissett.
Probably
you
so.
Know, because Tolzien was not good in the preseason, and he was bad in week one. You know, you want to see what happens with that running game. Kerwin Williams will get the first shot. But like I said, Elijah Penny, you know, could be a goal line hammer. They could use Andre Ellington out of the backfield. I really don't think you're going to see a whole lot of Chris Johnson. He'd look too good in the preseason. Sure. They really signed him for death. Larry Fitzgerald in the slot, you know, I think he's going to have a big, big day, but you can't rely on anyone else. You want to go back to Palmer, you know, it's obviously a cake matchup.
Two things. If Carson Palmer doesn't have a big day, you could throw him in the Andy Dalton bin.
Yeah. That's
and the bin say Dalton on it, and you just throw him in.
And the other thing is...
And it gets intercepted.
Like Scott just mentioned. If Larry Fitzgerald doesn't go off, then, you know, I don't know when he's going to go off.
I think, yeah, this is... You know what, if I think Williams I think you can start Williams in some place this week, Kerwin Williams, because he should have a chance to put the Colts. He should have a chance to finish the Colts off in the fourth quarter, grinding out the clock. If things go the way we expected, you know what I'm saying. Now on the Colts side of it, the T.Y. Hilton thing. I mean, he's a flex. I can't. If you start three wides, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he will be your. And he's if you're in a league where you start two wide receivers in the flex. You probably got a better option than T.Y. Hilton right now, you know what I'm saying, to put in your flex spot. You more than likely, if you drafted properly, you more likely got a better option to put in your wide receiver spot. If you start three wides in the flex, I think you can consider Hilton in that flex spot.
Let me ask you this, though. The Colts desperately need a spark. Frank Gore can still be dependable if Andrew Luck's in there. But how much are we going to see of Marlon Mack this week?
I think he's the one game breaker they have. I mean, Frank Gore against too, that defense, I know what it last week, but I think that was Carson Palmer putting that team in terrible situations time and time again. So, I mean, I think at some point you're going to see the Marlon Mack show in Indianapolis. They'll have no reason not to play this kid anyway, the way their season is looking, that it's going to unfold.
We talk about, what's the dude's name? And the coach?
Pagano?
No.
Resigns?
The dude last night, Joe Mixon, Marvin Lewis, they did how they're doing a terrible job in Cincinnati. They've done a horrific job in Indianapolis with the management of Andrew Luck. They have one of the best young quarterbacks in the league. They don't put no pieces around him, no offensive line, barely fool with the defense. They let him get this crack in his labrum. See, playing on this bad shoulder for 3 years now. You know what I'm saying? They have done a horrible job with a team that was going to the AFC Championship game, an AFC playoff contender every year, and they let the whole thing go downhill. Heads need to roll in Indy.
That's what happens when you draft Philip Dorsett in the first round instead of an offensive lineman.
Yeah, Ryan Dixon rolled last year. I have to imagine Chuck Pagano rolls this year.
But I would say, just because everybody, there were people picking him up and stuff, if there's every week you're going to play Kerwin Williams, it's got to be this week.
It's
got to be this matchup.
Okay.
I know you say Andre Ellison might catch some passes and Penny might be the goal line hammer, but I think it's Kerwin Williams will get a shot.
Yeah.
I think so, too. Listen, Carson Palmer, as Matt and everybody at this table said, if he doesn't perform this week, you throw him in the Andy Dalton dumpster. I don't think there's any question about that. All right, Jacksonville is back in Florida. They take on the 0-1 Tennessee Titans in an early big game in the AFC South.
Jacksonville.
Yeah, and you know, that's a tough front wall, even though Tennessee has a very good offensive line. You know, DeMarco Murray's going to have to work hard to get his yardage, but there will be volume. Jalen Ramsey did not practice yesterday. That's something to watch, you know, especially for Corey Davis on the outside. And Eric Decker has an interesting matchup in the slot, but I think it's really going to be about Delanie Walker here.
I think Corey Davis shines, and DeMarco Murray will get in the end zone.
Well, there you go. DeMarco Murray rebounds a bit. Gets in the end zone. Lenny Fournette, I expect to continue to get just an obscene amount of carries.
Yeah, that that Tennessee run defense is vulnerable.
Yes, it is.
What is the over-under? I think last week it was 22 carries. Would you put it at 24 and a half?
It was 22 carries last year?
No, I'm saying that I think that was the betting line.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. By the way, Fournette did what he did with the box stacked against him 57% of the time last week.
It's that. I'll take the under on that. All right, we'll take a break. We have a lot more games to cover. Not that much time to do it. Here's Mike Lyon coming up in a little bit. Roto Experts in the morning. Fantasy Sports. Right on.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things. Just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
Back with you, Roto Experts in the Morning, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. We got a ton of games to get to here over the next few minutes. And, you know, if you have a game that you really like and, you know, one really
feel passionately about,
you should go to mybookie.ag because that is where you can win a significant amount of cash. Mybookie.ag, they've been in the business for years and they're real good. 100% cash bonuses when you enter the promo code ROTOEXPERTS in the box before you place your wager. It's about making money. And you don't have to do anything to make money when you sign up for mybookie.ag using the promo code ROTOEXPERTS because they give you a 100% cash bonus. The best part about it is when you win money, you cash out and get your money within 2 business days. We wouldn't recommend it if we didn't believe in it, and that's the truth. Mybookie.ag. Live in-game betting, a fantastic mobile app. It is what you should be using if you feel like putting a little shekel on a game this week. MyBookie.ag, promo code ROTOEXPERTS. You play, you win, you get paid. Back to the games. Let's go to Kansas City at Arrowhead Stadium.
Oh, look at this.
Chiefs and the Eagles. Who you got?
This is a good one right here because you got Andy Reid. You know, you got two very similar teams, Peterson and Andy Reid, basically trying to do the same thing. They don't have Kareem Hunt in Philadelphia, though, so it's going to be interesting to see what Carson Wentz is able to do on the road, hostile environment, the loudest arena in the NFL out there in Kansas City. You know what I mean? Where they don't have to artificially pump in crowd noise.
Right.
That's natural crowd noise in Arrowhead Stadium.
That's real.
That's real crowd noise in Arrowhead Stadium. You get a young quarterback going into that situation, tough defense out there in Arrowhead. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see how he responds to it. I like Kansas City in the game. I like Kareem Hunt to continue to get it done. It's going to be interesting to see what Alshon Jeffrey is able to accomplish this week, though, because, you know, 2 games, he could be off to a slow start, and I got places where I need him to not be too off to a slow start.
If they put Marcus Peters on one side, though, and they don't move him around, they can get Jeffrey on the other side against the other corner. It'll be a good game for Jeffrey. And I, you know, without Eric Berry there too, I think Wentz might have a pretty good game. I think so. Zach Ertz over the middle for sure against those safeties in the middle of the field. Like, Ertz is definitely a prime start. On the Kansas City side, there's no Ronald Darby there, so you know they'll definitely take advantage of those corners.
Darby played for the Eagles.
We're talking about the Eagles and the Chiefs.
You're on the Kansas City side.
You're saying on the Kansas City side. There's no Darby for them to exploit. So
I really like
Hill.
The Chiefs in this matchup.
Like Kelsey,
you
too.
Know, going into Arrowhead, Andy Reid gets an extra 3 or 4 days to prepare.
Oh yeah,
he's
that's
shown
right.
when given the time, he's
hammer,
pretty damn good with that. So I mean, Carson Wentz, look, to his credit against Washington, he bought a lot of time and was able to avoid some stuff. Even losing Eric Berry, this is still a good defense. They're home. So give me the Chiefs. Hopefully Kareem Hunt has another hell of a day.
Would you take the 6?
Wouldn't be one of my best bets of the week. Yeah. If I had to choose a side, I would choose Kansas City.
You know what would be interesting? Nelson Aguilar. Will they test them over the top with Nelson Aguilar or Torrey Smith without Eric Berry? How are they going to test without Eric Berry? Who's going to be the deep guy?
Also, that Eric Berry, Zach Ertz could be in store for another nice game, second in a row.
Yeah.
The highest
crowd noise, though.
Mike Snuckola missed
the deal. That real crowd noise, that's not artificial crowd noise.
Real.
Huge deal for that young quarterback.
Yeah, hey, you got to be able to handle that, yeah.
New Orleans and New England, the highest point total on the board this week.
Wow.
People expect it to be a shootout. 56, I believe, is the total there.
50 burger for the Patriots.
50, really?
Wow, man, I think you're jumping all the way out of this.
If you're going to go the narrative, the angry Tom Brady.
You know, you don't got to go out and die on the hill. Okay.
Look, at least I'm dying on a hill with Tom Brady. He's dying on a hill with Dwayne Washington. So, I mean, come on. But all honesty, I like pretty much every Patriot in this game. Yeah. I mean, Cooks is going back to New Orleans. I think Hogan's going to have a fantastic game. James White. They, as we mentioned with the Rams, couldn't have a better matchup. The Bills couldn't have had a better matchup in week one. The Patriots really could not have had a better matchup.
I'm curious to see what that running attack is going to look like in week two. I think we got a good look of it with James White between the tackles, Gillislee on the goal line, Lewis kind of in spot situations, and Burkhead lined up as a wide receiver a lot. I don't know.
That was a career-high carries last week for James White. You know, I love him in this matchup. You know,
in the matchup.
He's like top 21 in my lineup ranks on rotoexperts.com right now. Major Brandon Cooks game this week.
Why is that?
You know, obviously the revenge game. You know, there you go. And against that secondary, which is just so vulnerable. Those linebackers, too, though, against James White, they're going to have a lot of problems.
I think Deion Lewis is the odd man out. We'll find out this week.
See, the thing about it is, I think it's dangerous to say that because they can come out and Deion Lewis and get 20 carries. But you know what I'm saying?
My point is, we'll find out this week if he's, you know, whatever he had last week. I know he was like the starter in name, but then wasn't the starter. So, you know, and they look, Rex Burkhead got an end zone target. They threw the ball deep to him. There's been rumors he could even possibly play some snaps in the slot. So I want to see his role this week, too.
Yeah, and then on the other side, Dante Hightower's not going to play again this week. So this could shape up as a really nice game for Alvin Kamara.
I think Mark Ingram's the one that has the big game.
They could both. They could legitimately both. But I think Kamara is more the pass receiving threat, threatening that linebacker core. Alvin Kamara is a good DFS play, too, I think.
Pittsburgh and Minnesota, I know a game a lot of people are excited to watch, Matt, yourself included. You think Minnesota's for real? This is the first real test for them against Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I want to see Antonio Brown, Stephon Diggs, see what Sam Bradford can do on the road. I know he's had a knee thing they've been monitoring this week. Hopefully that's just something minor. I do like the Pittsburgh front seven. I'm a little suspect about their secondary. The Browns, you know, did drop some passes where they had some opportunities there. So let's see what the Vikings can do going on the road to a hostile environment.
Yeah, Dalvin Cook's going to get his, but he's going to have to work very, very hard for it. Adam Thielen is really going to challenge the Steelers in the slot where that defense actually might be more vulnerable. Martavis Bryant, if you have Xavier Rhodes shadowing Antonio Brown, you know, maybe that's some opportunities for Martavis Bryant with his size on the other side as well.
Martavis Bryant plays better at home than he traditionally does on the road. So
Steelers do all do.
Three touchdowns on the road for Bryant.
So,
but what about Bell? I think this is what we're seeing.
I think these two teams are going to get up and down the football field. Going to be interesting to see how it all plays out. Like you said, this is one of the games that people have circled on the schedule for this week. 45.5 is the total, though. You feel what I'm saying? I thought it would be more or less in that 48-49 range. Pittsburgh is a 5-point favorite, though. 5.5-point favorite, though.
That's the Vegas zone, that five.
I think both these.
I think people aren't, they don't know what to expect from the Vikings and Sam Bradford on the road, which I think is an honest question. Because, you know, I'm very curious to see how this team goes in there and how they respond, especially coming off of a Monday night game.
And it'll be easy to watch this game, too, because if you go to the sports ball, you know how the Pittsburgh Steelers fans always take the sports ball over.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. They do.
I think there's a bar down the block from here. Jack Doyle's. I think it's a Viking bar.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I saw the big Minnesota Vikings flag flying outside.
Okay,
yeah.
So you can go right there, Scott. We can go there after we finish Lineup Block Live on Sunday.
You can go Lineup Block Sunday live here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. right here.
Yeah, FNC Marathon
Radio. All right, next game up here, Tampa Bay Bucks in their season debut at home. Take on Mike Glennon in a revenge game.
Oh, it is a revenge game. So here we go right here. We get to see the team of the offseason, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We know how much everybody's looking forward to seeing what this team can do offensively. You got all the pieces in place. They got a team in Chicago that's not that good coming in. You know, so you have, here we go. This is Jameis. This is Mike Evans. This is DeSean Jackson. This is the whole thing. This is the pirate ship, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They get out on the field. The team of the offseason, can they start this run right here in week two? They got a good chance against Chicago. I believe they're a touchdown favorite in this one. Looking forward to seeing these Tampa Bay Buccaneers team, Greg. Man Crush Monday, Jameis Winston. 1 o'clock on Sunday. You know, this is your life,
Another
Jameis.
Revenge game too, right? Jacquizz Rodgers.
I did not know that. Yeah. Pop quiz, Jacquizz.
Yeah, he's more. It is, but he's
I
more than
a Falcon. Yeah.
He was a bear. He was a bear.
Over under 89.5 all-purpose yards for Tom.
Ooh, that's a good one right there.
What was the number?
I'm actually going to say under. That's a good linebacking crew in Tampa Bay. You know, on the other side, Jacquizz Rodgers will get his volume. Chicago's defense looked better than I expected last week against the Falcons. So, you know, the upside might be a little more limited than I think on Tampa Bay's ceiling than some people might think. On the other side, you know, it's got to be about Howard and Cohen, but I think Tampa Bay's defense is a good streamer this week.
What about Cameron Brate? Can he do like an Austin Hooper, break one big?
He had a good game against them last year. That's maybe the one guy. That's a good call.
All right. Let's continue on here, gentlemen. The Chargers face the other team that didn't play last week, the Miami Dolphins. They debuted at LA, the StubHub Center, and they can't even sell out the 27,000 stadium.
You look at New Orleans and their defense. Miami's defense looks in a complete shambles, especially at linebacker. This could be a big day for Melvin Gordon, Tyrell Williams breaking tackles, you know, in the secondary. That secondary's not good either. It's like there's a lot of reasons to like the Chargers this week.
Matt, Oakland and the New York Jets. The Jets score 14 points this week?
Under. Oakland is my survivor pick of the week.
Matt Modica and Scott Angles, yes, Survivor pick of the week. Corey, Denver and Dallas. Scotty's been saying repeatedly this is a big test for Dallas. I know you don't feel that way.
No.
What are you looking for in this game?
I'm just looking for more of what the Dallas Cowboys do. Take the air out the football, run the football, and see if Trevor Siemian is big and bad enough to push tempo, then let's see him do it.
Scott, what's your prediction for the Rams-Redskins game?
Rams-Redskins game, Redskins 28, Rams 20.
There you go. When we come back, is Mike lying? With special guest host, me. Hey, this is Greg Sussman from the Roto Experts in the Morning. And listen, we could all use a little help sometimes. That's why I talk to three guys every single day that help me with my fantasy teams. But if you need help with your fantasy teams, and you probably do, you should purchase the Roto Experts Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football In-Season Package, featuring weekly lineup ranks, chats with our experts every single day, and player cards for every player in the NFL, including reports from InsideInjuries.com. You cannot beat it. Don't set your lineups without checking the Roto Experts Exclusive Edge In-Season Package. Defending champion of Is Mike Lying is Mike Blewett.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Mike Blewett is a defending champion, and he is not here today.
Yeah. Mike Blewett was holding it down for me last week.
He did a mic drop and just walked out.
So instead, without Mike Blewett here, we go back to our previous champion to decide the order, which was the king, Scott Angle.
Now, are these questions going to be culturally biased like the ones Florio Florio uses?
We'll find out.
Are these Florio questions or such?
I created all the questions. Mike Florio was unable to do anything today. So is Mike Lying hosted by me? They're my questions. They are all me. So yeah.
Florio should have plenty of time to clean that tank.
Florio has
plenty of time to clean the fish tank.
I'm not doing it.
Scott, you're the defending champion. I appreciate everybody closing their laptops. Scott even packed his up. Appreciate that. So,
about time.
Scott, where in the order would you like to go, sir?
Let's have Corey go first. Ladies first.
All right, Corey will go first. Don Burns, hit the music, and away we go. Corey.
Yo.
Alex Smith had the most completions of any quarterback in week one.
This is true.
True.
False.
Point for Scott and Matt. That is false. Two quarterbacks had more completions than Alex Smith in week one.
Sam Bradford.
Sam Bradford is incorrect. Sam Bradford is incorrect.
Jared Goff.
Jared Goff is incorrect.
Carson Wentz.
Carson Wentz is incorrect. Corey.
Back on me?
Yep.
Dak Prescott.
Dak Prescott is incorrect.
Oh man.
Carson Wentz.
He said Carson.
Carson Wentz has already said. It's my turn. Correct. You don't get another turn.
Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers is incorrect.
I don't get more.
It's over. He's saying now.
Marcus Mariota.
Is incorrect.
Wow.
So oddly enough, I feel like you're not going to believe this, but the person that had more completions than Alex Smith in week one, Matthew Stafford had one more, and Eli Manning.
The Eli Manning, I would
have never thought.
Stafford,
of that.
I could see.
Oddly enough, so
how many incompletions did he have?
Not as many as you thought. He only had 9 incompletions.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. Question number two, Scott. Matt up 1-0. Matt, this is your question. Dalvin Cook had the most runs of 20 plus yards in week one.
False.
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 That is false. One person had more.
Kareem Hunt?
It is not Kareem Hunt. You need to say Kareem
Hunt. It's too obvious.
Indeed. Scott.
LeSean McCoy.
That is correct.
Oh, I was going to say
the
that.
King takes the lead with LeSean McCoy. He had one more run of 20 plus more yards than Dalvin Cook had. Dalvin Cook had 2. McCoy had 3. Nice job, Scott. This is your question. Leonard Fournette had the most. This doesn't sound right. Hold on. I just want to make sure I got the question. I want to get the question right.
Culturally biased.
what is culturally biased in the question?
I'm just saying. Can you read it right? Name me another.
I want to make sure I get it. All right. Leonard Fournette had the most attempts of any running back in week one.
True.
It's true or false?
It is true or false. That's how the game works.
False.
It is true. Scotty is correct. He had 26 attempts, and that is the most in the NFL. Scotty takes a 4-2-1 advantage as we head to question number 4 for Corey Parsons, as fantasy executive. Mr. Exec, I already did the Dalvin Cook one. Only one child, according to Snapple Facts, only child has been elected president.
Excuse me?
Snapple Fact, only one only child
yeah.
has been elected president. Snapple Facts. According to Snapple Facts.
True.
True.
I will say true as well.
True.
True.
You all say true and you are all incorrect because no only child has been elected president. Oddly enough, right?
That is interesting.
There you go. Question number 5, Matt Modica. Antonio Brown was the only wide receiver in week one that had double-digit receptions.
True.
False.
False. An executive picks up a point. That is correct. It is false. There is one player that also had double-digit receptions in week one. Matt, can you name him?
It's not him.
Can you need an answer, sir?
Keenan Allen.
It was not Keenan Allen.
Oh, boy. Tyreek Hill.
It was not Tyreek Hill.
It was Jordy Nelson.
It was not Jordy Nelson.
No, it's not.
Need an answer, please, sir.
I pass.
He passes his turn. Okay.
Stephon Diggs.
It was not Stephon Diggs. Adam Thielen had more receptions than Stephon Diggs.
I know not to say that. I'd have been wrong if I'd have said it. It was Golden Tate.
It was Golden Tate.
Nice
job, sir. I help. You're welcome for that help with that.
Yeah, no, because I was going to say Adam Thielen.
I knew Thielen had 9. So
there you go. Yeah. 4 points for Scott, who's still in the lead. Corey picks up a big 2 there. Only person getting false and get the extra point. He has 3. Matt Modica got trailing right now as we're halfway through the game. He has 2. All right. Question number 6. We mentioned Adam Thielen. Scott This is for you. Adam Thielen had the most receptions of 20 or more yards in week one.
True.
True.
Oh, boy. Most reception of 20 or more yards in week one. True.
True.
False.
Matt says false. Matt does not get a point. Wow. It is true. As Scott continues his lead, he's at 5 points scoring, one back at four. Matt Modica trailing today with a new person coming up with the questions. He is at two. Still plenty of time left, though. Still plenty of time left in the ball game. Here we go. Question number seven goes to the fantasy executive.
Yo.
According to SnappleFacts, FDR was the last president to be elected without a college degree. No president's connection here.
Hmm. That's interesting. I'm going to say false.
True.
True.
And the fantasy executive just tied the ball game because yes. It is, in fact, false. There has been a president more recent than FDR to be president without a college degree. Can you name him?
Donald Trump.
It is not Donald Trump.
Could have fooled me.
Mr. Medica.
Jimmy Carter?
It was not Jimmy Carter.
That's who my second choice would have been.
Gerald Ford.
It was not Gerald Ford.
Without a college degree. Elected president without a college degree. Ronald Reagan.
It was not Ronald Reagan.
Who's the president after FDR? What the heck's his name? I can't remember that guy's name, so I'll say Truman.
That is correct. It was Harry Truman.
Wow.
That is the president.
That was clutch.
That also is the president after FDR. Okay. It is, in fact, Harry Truman. There you go. Question number eight. King. DeShone Kizer took the most sacks of any quarterback in week one.
True.
This is a tough one right here. I'm going to say this is false.
False.
And the king takes the lead back. That is a true statement. He took seven sacks. That was the most.
Okay, so the other guy had six.
The other guy had six. That is correct. He had seven sacks. That's correct. Scotty, you have a lead 6-5 over Corey, 6-3 over Matt Modica as we head to question number nine. Corey, Golden Tate, who you got so greatly earlier, had the most targets of any wide receiver in week one.
False.
You're all correct. It is false. You had, let me see here, you had three wide receivers that had more targets in week one than Golden Tate. Can you name one of them?
DeAndre Hopkins.
That is correct.
That was the only one I knew.
That is correct. Point for Corey.
Antonio Brown?
That is incorrect.
Randall Cobb?
That is incorrect.
Oh, that was a good one, Scotty. No, wait a minute. Now, wide receivers or pass catchers?
Wide receivers.
Okay, he already said that, so that's out. Keenan Allen?
Incorrect.
Jermaine Curse.
Incorrect.
Oh, that's a good guess, though.
Larry Fitzgerald.
That is correct. Scotty takes a one-point lead going into the final question. That is a great pull by Scott. So, DeAndre Hopkins led the league in receptions after week one. He had 16. Golden Tate had 11. Golden Tate had 12. Two players had 13. Larry Fitzgerald was one of them. The other, Amari Cooper.
Mm.
Amari Cooper also had 13 receptions. We go to question 10, the final question, to see if Scott could be the champion. And this is Matt Modica's question. Here we go. Alex Smith completed the longest pass play in week one.
False.
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 It is false. Can you name the player that did? Carson Wentz is incorrect.
Me?
Yeah.
Matt Ryan.
The winner. And still, injured is Mike Lyon champion, the King, Scott Engel. Congratulations, Scotty.
Thank you, sir.
I pulled the Brian.
That was right. That was
Matt Ryan, Austin Hooper.
That was the order of questions because I knew that one was Matt Ryan.
Hey, I mean, you didn't get Larry Fitzgerald. You had a chance to Larry Fitzgerald before he did.
Yeah, that's true. I'm just twice. Whatever.
I'm just saying. When we come back, we'll find out what's up next on the Fantasy Football Frenzy, and we will preview our DFS lineups one last time. Roto Experts in the morning. We wrap up right after this.
Are you new to Daily Fantasy? Are you a veteran? Either way, you can better your chances of winning money, and lots of it, by going to DailyRoto.com. Multiple people have become millionaires thanks to the guys at Daily Roto. Why not take advice from the experts? You can become a millionaire too. Just go to DailyRoto.com to rock Daily Fantasy Sports.
Fantasy Sports Radio Network, Roto Experts in the morning. Remember, go to rotoexperts.com right now, /DKMS. That's rotoexperts.com/DKMS to learn more about blood cancer, to try and beat this thing, and to learn more about bone marrow donation. DKMS is just a tremendous job researching with people and getting the information out there. And they're not asking much for you. They just want you to sign up to not even be a donor. Just sign up that in case maybe you are a candidate, and it's not easy to become a candidate. If you are, you will consider doing it. We're not asking you to give your life away. We're not asking you to do anything. Just read the information, and in return, you can scroll to the bottom of the page, sign up for a free fantasy draft daily contest, and then you will be eligible to go to Super Bowl 52 in Minnesota. It's a really great opportunity. Scotty, I know you and I have been kind of making lineups all week. Have you set yours?
Yeah, I've set mine yesterday. I might change my defense, though, from the Chargers. They're at 5,600 on fantasy draft with the injuries they're starting to incur.
Yeah, you know, hey Jakey.
Might go with the Washington.
Hey Jakey, all-in kid, Jake Seeley, who'll be on the Fantasy Football Frenzy next. He is with us now. Is your fantasy draft lineup set, sir?
That's definitely a set. I've already tweaked it a couple times, honestly.
There you go. You know, I was actually tweaking it yesterday, Jake, myself, because I was talking to somebody, an expert. He's like, you're in a tournament. You can't just play chalk. You can't just go Ty Montgomery, Marshawn Lynch like everybody else is. I'm like, oh, crap. So I changed it, Jake.
This is funny. Is that actually yesterday, Matt did the same thing on Football Frenzy. He mentioned those two running backs. I was like, well, I guess I'm making my second change to my lineup because I already did it yesterday. He had the same two running backs. So those are definitely going to be the chalk picks. I would play them in cash for sure, but a lineup like this, no, you have to swap things out. And I hate to tell everybody, but I really like Melvin Gordon. I don't think everybody's going to pay up for him. And this is not only a great matchup, but the Dolphins are kind of coming off a bye and haven't played in 3 weeks.
Matty Modica, he also said you love Melvin Gordon in DFS this week.
Did say to do that.
Yeah, that linebacking crew is just like, they're pretty desperate over there in Miami. The whole defense, like, run a Chargers stack in rotoexperts.com/DKMS. I'm good with it.
What's Eddie Lacy's salary?
What's that? I don't know. Maybe it's like linked to. I want a clause in the contract for like the team spread. You know, like how much he eats of that.
Eddie Lacy's salary is $8,300.
Okay.
$8,300 over at Fantasy Draft.
$8,299.
You know, it's funny. Sure. So we did the BFFs yesterday. Frank and I came upstairs. We had out of the what three, six, nine guys. We had seven of the nine the same. We're like, this is not going to win us. This is not going to win us a trip to the Super Bowl.
Well, I put my flex spot. I put Hogan and Jay Stu.
Oh, I have Hogan and Jaquiz Rogers. See, I guess. Listen, we're clearly not doing.
Man, Saint.
No Hogan.
No Hogan.
Hogan's gonna be chalk. Oh, he's gonna be too chalk. You can't do him.
I don't have
you
Hogan
play,
either.
Play the hell out of him in cash.
Yeah, I got my guy Cooper Kupp.
Yeah, of course you got your guy Cooper Kupp. You can't go
my flex
without. I know Cooper.
You feel right? You want to help him out?
Yeah, Corey, I know you're dying over here. But let's go up next in the frenzy.
Coming up on the frenzy, we're going to start to get ready for the upcoming Sunday on football. Go through some rankings. Go through some things we want to look for to on Sunday. You know, see if we can kind of predict some things that's going to take place. Ask some interesting questions. Obviously, we got to go back and look back at for the last time. Hopefully, that disaster that took place last night on Thursday Night Football. Kind of figure out what the hell is going on in Cincinnati. What's in the water out there? Because they need to figure it out quick, ASAP.
Ginger's gone bad.
You know what I'm saying? The mom and pop Bengals.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it is. It was a brutal performance Thursday night from the Bengals.
Yeah.
Wasn't really very good from Texans either, but they've kind of gotten the pass because number one, they won the
game.
Well,
they got a play. They got a player that can make a play.
They won the game.
The Bengals got a player that can make a play, but they have him on the sideline most of the time.
Yeah. I guess they figured John Ross could make a play.
You know, when you target him one time in the second half. Yeah.
That's Jadeveon.
Cornerback.
I mean, I know I talked about it earlier this morning. That Jadeveon Clowney play. That's crazy. Dude's running down the field with the football in one hand.
And Dalton made his best play of the night.
Like he was, you know what I'm saying? Like he was, like, you know, Desmond Howard, you know what I'm saying? Getting ready to win the Heisman Trophy. And that man is 7 feet tall and 349 pounds.
I don't know what that word is.
Not Heisman.
I don't know what
that is. That's the Greg Hands.
No more Greg Hands this week. From Matt Lodine, here with Scott Anger, Corey Parson. My name is Greg Sussman. The Frenzy is up next. Have a fantastic weekend. Enjoy week two. We will see you back here on Monday. Bye-bye.